news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, here we go. New week to work with. 7:06 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. By the way, speaking of the big green deal, just a couple weeks left here for you to get registered. You need to do that today, tomorrow, the next day, at all our participating sponsors. Remember, grand prize over $9,000 worth of grand prize value here. And you get registered at Bailey's TV, Gulf Coast Tools, Delta Stone, Old Time Feed, Yellowhammer Fishing, Johnny's Premier Boat and RV, and the Cart Doctor. Now, all the info for where to go and that list is on our website, fmtalk1065.com. When you get there, just click the link for the big green deal, and you'll see the details there. Also, while you're on the website, you can check out schedules for weekday, weekend shows, grab podcasts of the show, take part in the online opinion poll question, and also check out three big things, top stories of the day. Pompeo in Saudi Arabia as Iran threatens more U.S. drone attacks. We just heard about the U.S. launching the cyber attack on Iran, but no conventional military at this point. Also, the Democrats trying to figure out what debate tactics will work as they're mulling that over. We'll get into it. And the city of Gulf Shores debuts for Dalton free sunscreen dispensers.
All for me.
Free. It's a, you walk through, it's a shower that just, okay, it's
yeah,
a dispenser.
Like, but like a car wash. You go through and they scrub you down with the sunscreen.
We're just going to, yeah, I've got some primer paint at the house. We're just going to paint you with that.
That's what I need.
And you'll be better off. All right, 707 FM Talk 106.5. Let's check traffic and then we'll get headlines.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. Still working an accident, I-10 westbound between McDonald Road and Grand Bay Wilmer Road. Also got other accidents at southbound 65 between Highway 45 and Moffitt with injuries. Left lane and part of the center lane's blocked off, so be careful. Outside Outfitters at 3501 Gulf Shores Parkway is now open. Experience the premier showcase of sporting goods, outdoor lifestyle apparel, and archery for the whole family with concealed carry apparel, too. Call 382-8360. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This hour of Mobile Mornings, brought to you by Azalea Coffee Service, serving Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark Counties. For a free month of coffee service, call Wayne, 675-9178. Tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Call 675-9178. FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, isolated thunderstorms with highs in the low to mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. In spite of the fact that former Senator Jeff Sessions was one of the first big names to back then-candidate Donald Trump when he was running to be commander-in-chief, Mr. Trump now says, quote, "I would say if I had one do-over, it would be I would not have appointed Jeff Sessions to be attorney general." Trump says that, quote, according to Bloomberg, in a sit-down interview with NBC's Meet the Press, calling it his biggest mistake. As attorney general, Sessions recused himself from supervising the Justice Department's investigation of Russia interference in the 2016 election, which then led to the appointment of special counsel Robert Mueller. President Trump made it known immediately via numerous tweets as to his dissatisfaction to Sessions for recusing himself for more than a year until the attorney general resigned in 2018. Sessions, meantime, is reportedly considering a run for his old Senate seat, which is currently held by Senator Doug Jones. A prison guard finds herself on the other side of the law after being arrested twice in 1 month on drug-related charges. 52-year-old Regina Ann Bolar works at the Holman Correctional Facility. The Atmore native was arrested in Baldwin County near I-65 back on June 3rd and charged with driving under the influence of a controlled substance, that's according to court records. She was then booked into the Baldwin County Jail on a $1,000 bond and released June 4th. More recently, the correctional officer was arrested and charged with possession of a controlled substance this past Monday. The DOC confirms that she had been with the agency since 1990. Authorities are right now deciding the disciplinary action she now faces. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 712 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Let's talk about that as the start thinking. The president was on with Chuck Todd yesterday, and if there would have been a chance, what I'm getting to is President Trump has told Roy Moore not to run for Senate, right?
Right.
Okay, Donald Trump Jr. has daily, like, made his second job telling Roy Moore not to run over at Twitter. So Roy Moore announces that he's running. Even when he was asked about it last week, he said, well, I'm not opposing the president. Huh? He told you not to run. So he's running. And some of us out here have thought that maybe if Roy Moore starts to get traction and it looks like it's going to be Roy Moore against Doug Jones again, that the Batman signal will go out, or the Sessions man signal will go out, and the former senator will return to the race to make a run for the job that he once had. Well, that wasn't until I heard the president talking with Chuck Todd, and it didn't seem to be building up the case for Jeff Sessions anywhere. He said this about regrets for his presidency or things he would have changed.
I would say if I had one do-over, it would be I would not have appointed Jeff Sessions to be attorney general.
So maybe one doesn't mean the other, but there has been this feeling that the cards being held by those in Washington to play would be Jeff Sessions back in the mix for Senate 2020 if needed. Now, Senator, and I still call him Senator Sessions, former Senator Sessions has said nothing about running. Mm-hmm. He is not saying that he's running. There's been no messaging that he's running, but it was just a thought people had. But you would think if that was something in the works, there would have been some kind of, I don't know, it wouldn't have been so specific from the president about our former senator. Just a thought. 713 FM Talk 106.5, News 5 is next.
This information update brought to you by Johnny's Premier Boat and RVs. Johnny's has boats, RVs, and full-time parts and service. Johnny's crew in Theodore has the boat and RV you need, always for a sweet deal. Johnny's Premier Boats and RV.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A Facebook comment reportedly made by Mobile County's treasurer may draw a crowd at today's Mobile County Commission meeting. LGBT activists are planning to pack the meeting. Treasurer Phil Benson made the controversial remark while responding to a news article on Facebook about a cake maker who refused to bake a cake for a gender transition party. An investigation is underway to determine what caused a mobile home fire early Sunday morning on Odom Road. Citronelle Fire and Rescue posted a video of the blaze on their Facebook page. While there was significant damage, no one was hurt in that fire. A car crashed into the Baldwin County Courthouse in Bay Minette Sunday morning. Bay Minette Police Chief Al Tolbert tells News 5 the car hit a yield sign, a pole, and the steps on the north side of the courthouse. No one was hurt. And distinguished young women competing for the national title this week will first compete for a different honor. The annual oyster eating competition is today from noon until 1 at Wenzel's Oyster House. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security systems, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-432-8430. That's 800-432-8430. Call now. 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Introducing a new show on FM Talk 106.5. Monday nights at 7, Dalton Orwig and Corey LeBounty recap the weekend in sports.
Fires into the end zone!
And preview the week ahead on FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night.
The USA takes on Spain today in the Women's World Cup. Vanderbilt will face Michigan in the College World Series final, and the Atlanta Braves take a commanding division lead in the National League East. It's quarter after 7 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by the American Softball Association. The one-loss knockout stage of the Women's World Cup began on Saturday, with 16 teams left to battle it out for the title. On Saturday, Germany defeated Nigeria 3-0, and Norway eliminated Australia on penalty kicks. 6 after the teams finished regulation tied at 1. Yesterday, England beat Cameroon 3-0, and France eliminated Brazil 2-1. Today, Team USA has their first tough test of the tournament when they take on Spain at 11 a.m. Then at 2 o'clock, Sweden will play Canada today. Tomorrow at 11 a.m., Italy will take on China. And then at 2, the Netherlands will face Japan to bring an end to the knockout round. The quarterfinals begin on Thursday when Norway takes on England. Then on Friday, France will play either the Americans or Spain, whoever wins today's knockout game. Tonight, the College World Series best of three finals begins, with the Vanderbilt Commodores facing the Michigan Wolverines in Omaha, Nebraska. Michigan routed Texas Tech 15-3 on Friday afternoon to lock down the first spot in the finals. The Wolverines will have a chance to win their first CWS title since they last won in 1962. Later Friday, Vanderbilt advanced on a 3-2 win over Louisville behind a two-run ninth-inning rally. The Commodores are headed to the finals for the second time since 2015, and they're looking for their first CWS title since they won it all back in 2014. First pitch in tonight's Game 1, set for 6 p.m. on ESPN. In minor league ball, the Mobile Bay Bears fell to the Jackson Generals 9-1 yesterday after the Bay Bears picked up a couple come-from-behind wins on Friday and Saturday. On Friday, Mobile fell behind the Generals 7-2, but scored seven unanswered runs in the fifth through the eighth innings to end up winning that game 9-7. Then on Saturday, the Bay Bears scored five unanswered runs to beat the Generals 6-3. Tonight's the fifth and final game of the current homestand against Jackson. First pitch is at 6:35. In the major leagues, the Atlanta Braves beat the Washington Nationals 4-3 in 10 innings after Johan Camargo entered the game as a pinch hitter and hit a two-run shot that gave the Braves a 4-2 lead.
And a high fly ball that's well hit deep right field. To the track goes Eaton, to the scoreboard, and it's gone! Pinch hit home run for Camargo!
With the win, the Braves took the three-game road series 2-1. They've now won their last five series in a row. And with the Philadelphia Phillies losing to Miami yesterday 6-4, Atlanta now has a 6.5-game lead in the National League East. Around the rest of the league, the Chicago Cubs beat the New York Mets 5-3. Pittsburgh topped San Diego in extra innings 11-10. Milwaukee beat Cincinnati 7-5. The LA Dodgers beat Colorado 6-3. And Arizona got past San Francisco in extra innings 3-2. In the American League, Kansas City beat Milwaukee 6-1. That's the same score that Toronto won over Boston 6-1. Tampa Bay defeated Oakland 8-2. Cleveland finished a sweep over Detroit with an 8-3 win. Seattle crushed Baltimore 13-3. Houston ended a 7-game losing streak with a 9-4 win over the Yankees. Texas beat the Chicago White Sox 7-4. And the LA Angels defeated St. Louis 6-4. In NASCAR, Martin Truex Jr. held off Kyle Busch to win the Toyota Save Mart 350 at Sonoma Raceway yesterday. Truex led the race three separate times for 59 of the 90 laps, including the final 24. It's his fourth win this season, his third win at Sonoma, and the 23rd win of his career. On the PGA Tour, Ches Reavy dominated the Travelers Championship for his first win on the tour since the 2008 RBC Canadian Open. Reavy shot a final round 69 to finish at 17 under, four shots ahead of second-place finishers Zach Sucker and Keegan Bradley. 7:20 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by the American Softball Association, the top women's professional softball league in the USA, and it's located right here in our own backyard. Team Mobile USA experienced their first loss of the year on Thursday night with a 10-5 loss to the E1 Pro Ballers. Mobile USA still leads in the standings with a 6-1 record. The E1 Pro Ballers are second with a 4-3 record, while the field and the Performance Lab are tied for third at 2-5. Teams get tonight off before another doubleheader tomorrow night at Pat Hicks Softball Field in Satsuma. At 5, the field takes on the E1 Pro Ballers. Then at 7, Team Mobile USA will play the Performance Lab. Tickets are $10 at the gate. Kids 12 and under get in free if they're wearing a team jersey. You can find out more at asbasoftball.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, isolated thunderstorms with highs in the low to mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests. Since 1897, the Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News.
The Mobile Creole Cultural and Historic Preservation Society and the Mobile Public Library invite you to meet author and architectural historian John Sledge Saturday, July 13th, 10 to 11:30 at the Ben May Main Library, 701 Government, downtown. John will discuss his latest book, The Mobile River, the life and history of this important and often overlooked waterway and the people who lived and traveled it. Meet John Sledge, July 13th, 10 a.m., Main Library, downtown.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams four times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning for the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. We've got an accident I-10 westbound between McDonald Road and Graham A. Wilmer Road. About a mile delay. Also, big delay southbound 65 between 45 and Moffitt Road with an accident with injuries and road blockage. Really has traffic tied up quite a bit. Bay City Collision at 740 Lakeside Drive in Mobile can help with those dents and dings. Stop by for a free estimate. With over 40 years experience, it's Bay City Collision. If you've been in an accident, trust the professionals at Bay City Collision. 666-6516. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 723 FM Talk 106.5. Mobile Mornings. Text line 343-0106. 343-0106. Tonight, sports night. Soccer? What are we going to do here?
We're actually talking with Sherman Williams.
Tonight.
So I think he's got something new on the horizon.
Saying that I wouldn't be listening no matter what. But soccer, I was like, yeah, okay. But Sherman, that's cool.
Sherman Williams coming on. So we'll see what's on the horizon for him. And we'll also, of course, pick his brain about Alabama football. Maybe a little pro football talk. We'll get some Dallas Cowboys questions in there for him. So looking forward to that. We'll also talk, of course, the Women's World Cup. NBA draft, all the good stuff that's been going on in sports over the last week or so.
And we start the, well, you can start down, you can start the countdown the day after the championship game, but it's going to pretty soon be worth starting the countdown.
Yeah.
We're probably 70 days out from college football.
Yesterday
now.
It was 69 days until Alabama's first home or their first game against Duke on the opening day.
So, yes, it's a barn burner against Duke.
Right.
So my alma mater scheduled another tough one there to start off.
I was counting it back. I think we've got 9 sports nights, 9 Monday nights until football season begins.
Oh, wow.
So here soon we're going to start previewing each division as we lead into the series. So we'll get a good look at the Sun Belt here in a couple weeks. We'll talk Pac-12 one week, Big 10, Big 12, and it'll all culminate.
And then SEC for 5 weeks.
Yeah, SEC the entire last month of the season.
All right, the way it should
be. Off-season.
The way it should be. All right, countdown time has come in. 7:25, time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Great news. A man missing, considered to be endangered at one time by authorities, has now been found nearly 8 hours after going missing. According to the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, 44-year-old Terry Antonio Robinson was last seen Sunday, June 23rd, around 3:30 p.m. on Old Corey Field Road. Terry Antonio Robinson was located just after 10 p.m. Sunday night. A domestic dispute between siblings ends with one person stabbed. The victim did survive. He was rushed to a local hospital. Happen around 4:45 on Colonial Oaks Drive, just off Moffett Road, Saturday afternoon. Police say the victim was stabbed in the chest and his injuries are non-life-threatening. The victim nor the suspect, their names, have not yet been released. And Mobile police are working to identify the next of kin in a Sunday morning fatal crash on I-65 and Dauphin Street here in Mobile. Just before 8 a.m., authorities discovered the single vehicle crash involving a white vehicle which was traveling north on I-65. Here's what we know so far. The driver hit the center retaining wall and that vehicle rolled several times. The driver was ejected and pronounced dead. The investigation continues at this hour. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 726 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Y'all say hello to Larry Kirby at LCM, and let's talk about that inventory, and let's talk about something other than trucks, right? You and I talk trucks all the time.
Absolutely. Matter of fact, as we talked about off the air, we've traded in some sports cars. We got a 2012 Corvette. We got a 2011 Corvette Grand Sport. We got a Mustang GT convertible. We got a Camaro SS, which is really hard to find. 2010 model, and it's only got 70,000 miles.
Wow.
Then we got a Monte Carlo SS, a 2006 Monte Carlo SS, and a 2006 regular Monte Carlo. So got a good selection, plus a BMW 525i. Don't let me forget that.
So you've got a great selection of the sports cars. You also, of course, as we've talked about, the third rows and the trucks and the gas misers and a selection of financing. People need to check with you first.
Absolutely. Come see us. Actually, they can go online and fill out a secure site, fill out a credit app, and we can have them pre-approved when they get there.
All right. Give us directions to come see you.
Highway 90 Plantation Road, lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thank you, Larry. All right, Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. We've got some sports cars waiting for you. 727, we'll check in with Dr. Bill Williams here in just a second for our forecast. And it was, it was hot this weekend. No surprise, yeah. It'll be hot tomorrow. It'll be hot in a week. It'll be hot to October, off and on. But some thunderstorms part of the mix today. Not just your normal afternoon thunderstorms, but a line of storms formed up back to our west in Mississippi, pushing our way. How many of us will see that rain? We'll talk to Dr. Bill about that. Plus, take a look at the tropics as we are moving. This is the beginning of hurricane season, but we're not too far off of August. And then, of course, moving into the peak there in September. So Dr. Bill's got his eyes on the tropics. We'll talk to him about that coming up in just a little bit. And in hour number three, of course, turning up your voice at 343-0106. A lot to talk about with the situation with Iran, as President Trump has not launched a conventional military strike, but has, it looks like, I can't believe this kind of stuff gets out, a cyber attack. Mm-hmm. Remember we cyber attacked, may or may not have cyber attacked their centrifuge when they're working on enriching uranium in the past? Well, maybe we did that. I think it was the Stuxnet virus,
That's
if I
right.
remember. Maybe the Stuxnet 2.0 is back out. We'll talk about that. And, of course, here at home, Senate 2020 and Mobile County Commission today. Will there be protest over what they say are anti-gay comments made by Mobile County's treasurer? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more when we come back.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Police in Pensacola are searching for a man wanted for a homicide Sunday morning. Dredrick Reese is the suspect in the shooting death of Deal Haynes, who was killed on Trenton Drive. Police tell News 5 Reese and Haynes are related. We expect to learn today the name of the driver killed in a crash on Interstate 65 in Mobile. The crash happened Sunday morning around 8 in the northbound lanes near the Dauphin Street exit. The car hit the center wall and rolled several times before the driver was ejected. No other vehicles were involved in that crash. Distinguished young women competing for the national title this week will first compete for a different honor. The annual oyster eating competition is today from noon until 1 at Wenzel's Oyster House. The oyster eating competition is one of several events this week leading up to the Distinguished Young Women National Finals Saturday night. The preliminary rounds begin on Thursday. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
A few years ago, I decided to buy a Liberty Safe to protect my valuables. I never dreamed that my house would be broken into. What they couldn't break into was my Liberty Safe. I am so thankful I bought the safe. It's worth every penny. I highly recommend Mike Ward's Liberty Safes.
Protect your valuables with a safe from Mike Ward's Liberty Safes and get 12 months no interest financing. I-65 and Moffett Road, look for the giant yellow safe.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has met with Saudi King Salman and the Crown Prince to discuss the escalated crisis in the Persian Gulf. Pompeo is seeking a global coalition to confront Iran. Correspondent Fred Pleichen has reaction from Tehran.
The senior advisor to President Hassan Rouhani saying America's claim to negotiate without preconditions is unacceptable while threats of sanctions continue. They say that to them, sanctions and war are part of the same coin, as they put it.
The U.S. is set to impose major new sanctions on Iran today, just days after President Trump abruptly called off a plan for airstrikes. Violence has flared again in the Indiana city where Democratic presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg is mayor. A 27-year-old man died after a shooting at a pub. 10 people were wounded by gunshots early Sunday in South Bend. On Wall Street, Dow futures are up 64 points. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. President Trump's promises to reverse the regulatory actions of the Obama administration have been stymied by court challenges, but his administration is achieving the goal another way by not hiring people to do the work of enforcing rules that are on the books. At the EPA, there were 10,600 inspections last fiscal year, down from nearly 21,300 at the height of President Obama's second term. OSHA, which investigates and regulates workplaces for health and safety issues, has the fewest inspectors in decades, and intensive enforcement has trailed off. At the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, created a crackdown on unscrupulous small lenders and debt collectors, enforcement is down by 80% from its 2015 peak. Not even Woody, Buzz Lightyear, and the rest of the Toy Story gang could pull up the movie industry out of its latest trend, underperforming sequels. Toy Story 4 was the big winner at the box office, taking in $118 million, but that was less than expected. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, so it's officially, and it's been summertime for months, but it's officially summertime now. And let's talk about today. I know the weekend, at least in my experience, pretty hot. I don't know if we set records, but pretty hot.
Yeah, we didn't set any records for temperatures, mainly in the low 90s, but the humidity was so high, made it very, very uncomfortable. Yesterday, the heat index reached 105 at the airport, and at Brooklyn Airport, 109. So a very uncomfortable day, and it looks that way for today, although we may get a little bit of relief. We've got a line of showers now that extends from east of Hattiesburg all the way down to New Orleans. This activity is decreasing in intensity, but when some of that moves into our area later this morning, and it could set off some showers this morning or this afternoon, a few thunderstorms, and that could give us a little bit, some temporary relief from the heat. Of course, once it's over with, then it gets rather steamy. And we're looking for a high today of perhaps 91 or 92 degrees. If those showers do get into our area a little bit later, it could keep that temperature a couple degrees cooler than that, but the humidity will remain very high. As for tonight, we could see some isolated thunderstorms, especially in the evening. Low tonight will be in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, it's the heat and humidity again, partly cloudy, just isolated thunderstorms. And we could reach 94 degrees tomorrow with the heat index getting up around and maybe even exceeding 105. The rest of the week, Wednesday, it looks like low to mid-90s, just isolated thunderstorms. Thursday, again, isolated afternoon thunderstorms, high at least into the low 90s. And then Friday in the weekend, we've got a better chance for some afternoon thunderstorms. On Friday, it'll be in the low 90s. Saturday, upper 80s to near 90 with a fairly decent chance for thunderstorms. And then on Sunday, again, thunderstorms in the afternoon and highs around 90 degrees. So the humidity be with us all the way through the week.
All right, and the timeline for the showers today, when do you think?
We could see some shower activity a little bit later this morning, perhaps between 10 o'clock and 12. We could see some shower activity, and also a few thunderstorms could build up this afternoon, at least through the afternoon, and then maybe some isolated shower activity persisting into the evening. But if those showers do get in here late this morning, as I mentioned, it could keep that temperature down just a little bit.
All right. Anything in the tropics have your attention?
We're looking good right now. Quiet across the Gulf of Mexico. Some showers over the Eastern Caribbean. No problem there. And in the Atlantic, we continue to see a lot of clouds and some shower activity over the Eastern Atlantic, but nothing organized at this time.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5 Plus his eye on the tropics all hurricane season long. Remember, Mobile Mornings fueled by our friends at Azalea Coffee Service, serving Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties. Right now, special deal. My buddy Wayne over there is doing this. You get a free month of coffee service when you use our name when you sign up. So check out here. The phone number is 675-9178. 675-9178. I know you're riding down the road, might not be able write that down. Just Google Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178. Sign up now and get a free month of coffee service. Do what we did around here. Upgrade your coffee game. Not only coffee and tea and water and everything that goes with it, the Keurig cups and all the different flavors. Everybody in the office is ecstatic. Do the same thing we did. Do yourself a favor. Azalea Coffee Service. Check them out. 675-9178. We'll check traffic next.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Jeff Zeiders, CEO of CigarClub.com. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams of home.
CigarClub.com ships cigars to all 50 states and 12 countries. Jeff's customers keep coming back because he's developed a series of questions on what tastes you like. And after answering those questions, you get cigars that have been selected based on your answers. And every time you enter information on how you liked a cigar, your profile is updated and the algorithm picks your next selection a bit further refined. Jeff says there are more cigars smoked today than ever before. And his customers, surprisingly, are mostly millennials. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5.
From the Pits and Sons Towing Recovery Traffic Center, good news. Center and right lanes reopened. Southbound 65 between St. Stephen's and Moffitt. They've had that accident for a while this morning. Still slow also as you get an accident clearing from earlier, actually two accidents. I-10 westbound between McDonald Road and Grand Bay Wilma Road. Still got about a mile delay there. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance. See them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 740 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Remember, taking your text right now and calls and text after 8 o'clock at 343-0106. Plus streaming the show, online opinion poll question, a whole lot more over at FMTalk1065.com. Now, Kelly with headlines.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. If you have a new baby in the house, there's a recall in effect right now involving formula sold only at Walmart because of the potential presence of, quote, metal foreign matter in a single lot of the product. The recall affects a single lot of the Parents Choice Advantage infant formula milk-based powder with iron. So a single lot is 23,388 containers of the 35-ounce, 992-gram container. The voluntary recall was made out of an abundance of caution and made in consultation with the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Perigio makes the formula, and they say if you purchase the product, be sure to look on the bottom of the package for the lot code C26EVFV and the use-by date of February 26, 2021. Or if you purchased it on Walmart's website, the product is billed as, quote, complete nutrition for a baby's first year and sells for $19.98. Either way, you're encouraged to stop using the formula if you have it and take it back to Walmart for a full refund. Sad news to report, as over the weekend we lost another Tuskegee Airman. World War II pilot Lieutenant Colonel Robert Friend was one of the last original members. He died at the age of 99 last Friday. He was born in South Carolina on 1920's Leap Day. Friend flew 142 combat missions in World War II as part of the elite group of fighter pilots trained at Alabama's Tuskegee Institute. During his 28-year Air Force career, he served in the Korean and Vietnam Wars. The Lieutenant Colonel also worked on space launch vehicles and was the Foreign Technology Program Director before retiring as Lieutenant Colonel and forming his own aerospace company. Lieutenant Colonel Robert Friend was 99 years old. Our nation is grateful for his service. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dolphin Street in Mobile.
This news update brought to you by Allegri Farm Market. This week, enjoy homegrown tomatoes, sweet silver king corn, cantaloupes, okra, and more. Excellent products and fair prices in Daphne on Highway 181. Allegri Farm Market, you're worth it.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A Facebook comment reportedly made by Mobile County's treasurer may draw a crowd at today's Mobile County Commission meeting. LGBT activists are planning to pack the meeting. Treasurer Phil Benson made the controversial remark while responding to a news article on Facebook about a cake maker who refused to bake a cake for a gender transition party. An investigation is underway to determine what caused a mobile home fire early Sunday morning on Odom Road. Citronelle Fire and Rescue posted a video of
the blaze on their Facebook page. While there was significant damage, no one was hurt in that fire. A car crashed into the Baldwin County Courthouse in Bay Minette Sunday morning. Bay Minette Police Chief Al Tolbert tells News 5 the car hit a yield sign, a pole, and the steps on the north side of the courthouse. No one was hurt. And distinguished young women competing for the national title this week will first compete for a different honor. The annual oyster eating competition is today from noon until 1 at Wenzel's Oyster House. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning.
When was the last time you set an alarm clock for Saturday morning? Ah, Saturday. But wait, in 2 days it'll be Monday again. Your alarm goes off and it's back to the grind. What if every day could feel like a Saturday? Retirement can feel like that, but you should start making plans today. Andrew McNair is your everyday can be Saturday retirement professional. Andrew and his team at Swan Capital can help you make plans to have the income you need to retire and stay retired. Imagine waking up every morning without an alarm. Is it Saturday? It sure feels like Saturday. If that's the kind of retirement you want, call your everyday can be Saturday advisor right now at 251-220-2296. Andrew and the team can help you put together a retirement income plan so you can have that Saturday feeling every day of the week. Call or text PLAN, P-L-A-N, to 251-220-2296 right now. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
We all know someone who believes their plants are more than just plants. They feed, water them, they talk to them, even name them.
Perk up, Fred.
Old Time Feed knows some people get a certain something from helping their plants and gardens grow. So when that pep talk just isn't enough, go see Cecil and the folks at Old Time Feed, experts on keeping plants and lawns thriving. Old Time Feed's been in the nursery, feed, and seed business since man landed on the moon. If you love your plants and lawn, you'll love Old Time Feed in Fairhope.
The USA takes on Spain today in the Women's World Cup. Vanderbilt will face Michigan in the College World Series final, and the Atlanta Braves take a commanding division lead in the National League East. It's 7:47 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The one-loss knockout stage of the Women's World Cup began on Saturday, with 16 teams left to battle it out for the title. And on Saturday, Germany defeated Nigeria 3-0, and Norway eliminated Australia on penalty kicks after the teams finished regulation tied at 1. Then yesterday, England beat Cameroon 3-0, and France eliminated Brazil 2-1. Today, Team USA has their first tough test of the tournament, and they take on Spain at 11 a.m. Then at 2 o'clock this afternoon, Sweden will play Canada. Tomorrow at 11 a.m., Italy will take on China. And at 2 p.m., the Netherlands will face Japan to bring an end to the knockout round. The quarterfinals begin on Thursday when Norway takes on England. Then on Friday, France will play either the Americans or Spain, whoever wins today's knockout round game. Tonight, the College World Series best of three finals begins with the Vanderbilt Commodores facing the Michigan Wolverines in Omaha. Michigan routed Texas Tech 15-3 on Friday afternoon to lock down the first spot in the finals. The Wolverines will have a chance to win their first NCAA baseball championship since they last won in 1962. Then later Friday, Vanderbilt advanced on a 3-2 win over Louisville behind a two-run ninth-inning rally. The Commodores are headed to the finals for the second time since 2015, and they're looking for their first CWS title since they won it all in 2014. First pitch in tonight's Game 1 is set for 6 p.m. on ESPN. In minor league ball, the Mobile Bay Bears fell to the Jackson Generals 9-1 yesterday after the Bay Bears picked up a couple come-from-behind wins on Friday and Saturday. On Friday, Mobile fell behind the Generals 7-2, but scored seven unanswered runs in the fifth through the eighth innings to win 9-7. Then on Saturday, the Bay Bears scored five unanswered runs to beat the Generals 6-3. Tonight's the fifth and final game of the current homestand against Jackson. First pitch tonight set for 6:35. In the major leagues, the Atlanta Braves beat the Washington Nationals 4-3 in 10 innings after Johan Camargo entered the game as a pinch hitter and hit a two-run shot that gave the Braves a 4-2 lead.
And a high fly ball that's well hit deep right field. To the track goes Eaton, to the scoreboard, and it's gone!
With the win, the Braves took the three-game road series 2-1. They've now won their last five series in a row. And with the Philadelphia Phillies losing to Miami yesterday 6-4, Atlanta now has a 6.5-game lead in the NL East. In NASCAR yesterday, Martin Truex Jr. held off Kyle Busch to win the Toyota Save Mart 350 at Sonoma Raceway. Truex led the race three separate times for 59 of the 90 laps, including the final 24. It's Truex's fourth win this season, his third win at Sonoma, and the 23rd win of his career. On the PGA Tour, Ches Reavy dominated the Travelers Championship in Cromwell, Connecticut, for his first win on the tour since the 2008 RBC Canadian Open. Reavy shot a final round 69 to finish at 17 under par, four shots ahead of second-place finishers Zach Sucker and Keegan Bradley. 10 minutes till 8 now. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel. Just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, isolated thunderstorms with highs in the low to mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
Hi, this is Dr. Lou Caponosi, president of the Common Sense Campaign. We have one question. Who will profit from the Mobile River Bridge project? Our traffic analysis show that 80,000 vehicles per day at $6 per vehicle for 55 years equals $9.6 billion. Why is ALDOT asking us to pay $9.6 billion for a bridge that costs $2 billion? If the state provides the same $400 million that they gave to the I-59 I-20 project in Birmingham, the total cost would be $4.2 billion, not $9.6 billion. Why are we being charged four times the amount of the cost for the Mobile River Bridge project? Why is Senator Shelby not looking for federal funding? Who stands to profit from this outrageous proposal? Hedge funds from New York and Connecticut and political insiders. Call Governor Ivey at 334-242-7100 and Senator Shelby's mobile office at 251-694-4164 and ask for answers.
Good morning from the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. That accident between Moffitt and 45 on southbound 65 has traffic back up all the way to I-165, but they just cleared the accident. All the accidents now out of our roadways, and we've got heavy traffic still westbound I-10 from the Daphne exit to the causeway. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing available or $4,000 in savings, model 2554. See them at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with the FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 754 FM Talk 106.5. Debbie over on the Twitter feed answering me over at FM Talk 106.5 was sitting about half hour ago, sitting idle in traffic southbound 65, had 15 civilian cars and two 18-wheelers pass in the emergency lane.
Oh, man.
Debbie, I'm with you. You've heard my rants before. I've done them on Twitter. It drives me berserk. And there's occasionally a good moment where a either undercover officer or just one that they didn't see, you know, a police officer, state trooper, deputy, that'll pull somebody over doing that. But it just, when you're doing right, like you want, because you want to use the emergency lane, but because you obey the rules, you stay where you're supposed to be. I do the same thing, Debbie. And then these people just go down the emergency lane. Absolutely fires me up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Put it that way.
I would love to jump an entire line at Disney World, but I don't do it because it's not right.
Because that's how the rules work. But there's some people when they're in their car. Rules? We don't need no stinking rules. Kelly's got her headlines now.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. In case you missed it, a couple of news headlines from over the weekend. An early morning house fire destroys a Citronelle home. Around 2 a.m., firefighters responded to a mobile home on Odom Road on June 23rd. When they arrived, that home was fully engulfed. Thankfully, no injuries to report in this one, but the home has been deemed a total loss. And across the bay in Baldwin County, a car slams into the courthouse. Thankfully, no injuries involved in this one either, as the courthouse is closed on the weekend. The police chief there says no charges will be filed against the driver, as this is being called an accident. What we do know is the driver hit a light pole and a few bricks on the courthouse were knocked loose. The damage is not considered to be serious. The identity of the driver has not yet been released. And if you and your family are looking for something fun to do and beat the heat as well, you need to head to the Spanish Fort Public Library tonight. Mondays is known as Family Movie Night at the library. According to the library, they are featuring some fantastic space-themed favorites that you might have forgotten about. They are encouraging you to join them for a night of fun for kids and adults. Just bring your own snacks and join them from 4 to 6 p.m. And if you have questions, you can call 251-410-7323. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
And thank you, Kelly. 756 FM Talk 106.5. Yesterday, President Trump on with Chuck Todd, and he said this about our one-time senator.
I would say if I had one do-over, it would be I would not have appointed Jeff Sessions to be attorney general.
That's for the conversation the president had with Chuck Todd. We'll get into more of that. I wonder if that is any kind of tell, because with Roy Moore announcing last week that he's in for Senate 2020, many had wondered if Roy Moore would get traction if the bat signal wouldn't go out to have Jeff Sessions run in the Senate race and mop up. Doesn't sound like the president's propping him up for anything right now, but Roy Moore is in. Talk more about that. Secretary of State John Merrill to make it official this week that he's in as well. Plus, Iran, what to do with that situation. And today, Mobile County Commission is meeting, and there's supposedly, it looks like, a protest going to go on today about LGBTQ issues. We'll talk about that when we get back. Y'all stay close. News is next.